This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. The White House announced today it has revoked the security clearance of former CIA Director John Brennan. It is considering doing the same to other former government officials who, like Brennan, now work as left-wing political pundits. That category would include former Director of National Intelligence Jim Clapper. It's not clear why any of these men still have legal access to classified material. The fact that they retained that power after leaving government for the private sector and punditry is bizarre, and it remained largely unknown to the public until a month ago when we broke the story on this show. Brennan no longer works for the federal government in any capacity. He holds no official post. And yet, according to two sources we spoke to exclusively today, Brennan retains perhaps the most valuable asset he had in government, a top-secret security clearance. Brennan is an out-of-the-closet extremist. This is not a man who should have a security clearance. A month later, that remains true. John Brennan remains thoroughly discredited and unbalanced. Just a few weeks ago, he accused the president of treason for daring to hold a press conference with a foreign leader. Keep in mind that treason is a death penalty offense. Responsible people do not make that charge for political reasons. But Brennan didn't hesitate.
He is, I think, the most divisive president we've ever had in the Oval Office. He is feeding and fueling hatred and animosity and misunderstandings among Americans. I use the term that this is nothing short of treasonous because it is a betrayal of the nation. He is giving aid and comfort to the enemy.
A betrayal of the nation. Would you want a person who, say, casually accused people of murder without evidence to get a security clearance? Obviously you wouldn't. Brennan is not different. In a statement released today, Brennan called the loss of his clearance an effort to suppress freedom of speech. And yet Brennan is the one who believes that words alone, speech, are a form of treason and should get you sent to prison if not executed. That is unhinged. The government is now belatedly acknowledging that. Lou Dobbs hosts Lou Dobbs Tonight, of course, on Fox Business, and he joins us tonight. Lou, what would be the reason, can you think of a legitimate reason for John Brennan to have to retain a security clearance after leaving government for punditry?
I can't even imagine why that would be necessary, why it would be, frankly, allowed. After his first personal, again, personal attacks, not policy attacks, personal attacks against the President of the United States, and what we now suspect was a John Brennan-inspired and led assault on this president, an effort to subvert his campaign and his administration through the good offices and helpful energies of the FBI. It is, to me, unthinkable that he would be permitted to be anywhere near one of our intelligence agencies or any part of this government.
So you've covered the news for a long time. It wasn't that long ago that the left was, I think, appropriately wary of bureaucrats who worked in secret, of our entire intelligence apparatus, right, and the idea of unelected, permanent Washington undoing a democratically elected politician would have been horrifying to them, and now they're defending it, or am I missing something?
No, I think you are absolutely on point, and I think, by the way, you deserve immense credit for bringing this prominently to the national consciousness a month ago. When you started taking up the issue of why in the world are these people who are attacking the President of the United States personally permitted security clearances? How could that even be permitted? And I think you deserve great credit for that. But in terms of the spectacle of seeing the former FBI director, the former CIA director, the National Director of Intelligence, James Clapper, absolutely in full-throated assault against this president and attacking him, as I say, personally, almost weekly, and then it became more frequent. We have never witnessed anything near that in this country's history.
It really comes down to abuse of power. You know, why he would continue to have access. It only gives him, you know, some added benefit to be on CNN, does it not? This was our point made earlier.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Liz Pink joins us. We've got so much to talk about, Liz. She is the columnist for FoxNews.com, contributor to The Hill, spent over 20 years on Wall Street, most of them as a top-ranked research analyst. I guess the word for the day is unhinged.
Everybody's unhinged. Who do you want to start with? My gosh.
Yeah, that's what I'm going. I'm going through this deal, and, you know, we opened up with a little bit of Tucker Carlson and the Brennan expose. This is unbelievable, but I think what's happening is that as the deep state, you know, the veil is being really pulled back on the reality of the deep state, they're freaking out, aren't they?
I guess, honestly, you know, nobody wants this to happen, right? Nobody wants to discover that your intelligence agencies are not working for the common good, for, you know, on a bipartisan basis, et cetera. But what we have found, and I got to say, you got to credit Devin Nunes with lot of the discovery of this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Judicial Watch. I mean, there are people who have really stayed on exploring what went wrong during the Clinton email probe and what has been the bias of the Mueller probe. And I do think, yeah, you really find with all the tales of unmasking by senior people in the Obama White House, people like Susan Rice, people, you know, I think John Brennan is indeed freaking out because all of this stuff, which was a very tightly knit skein of deception, has unraveled because, very simply, Hillary Clinton lost the election.
Exactly. Well, and especially now, as you mentioned, you know, Tom Fenton, Judicial Watch, you know, they've just done an outstanding job to, you know, I mean, they've done the job of the mainstream media in terms of investigative reporting and bringing
really
this to light.
They have been on it. And I must say, I think everyone who has an extra few dollars that they want to contribute to a worthy cause, you know, they need funding like any organization, and I have contributed a little money to them just because I really think, I think you're right. They're doing the kind of dogged reporting, requiring FOIA statements and all that kind of stuff that a lot more news organizations should and are not doing.
You know, and I'm glad you brought that up, Liz, and I got to tell you, and it's perfect timing because I've had some money to donate. I'm going, okay, where should I do this? And I, you know, do it in various groups and that sort of thing. And so thank you for bringing back into focus Judicial Watch because that's a good point. And I think
I didn't want you to get mixed up and give it to Peter Strzok's
for his defense fund?
His defense fund, right, right. Yeah, you know, that's a possibility too.
Well, probably not, but that's okay. Just for fun. I mean, the T-shirt that says Free Peter Strzok, yeah, right. Exactly.
Exactly. Oh, Lord.
This is just, it's so bizarre. But, you know, as you say, it is very disturbing for Main Street America because they're going, this is really messed up. And, you know, again, I keep seeing President Trump's face after that first week in the Oval Office. And he came out and spoke to the press very briefly. And they, hey, Mr. President, how's it going? He goes, and the look on his face, Liz, was so foreboding, and he goes, this is really messed up. It's worse than I thought. And the way in which he said that, it was, I go, this is significant. You know, he just said a lot in one sentence.
Yeah, and I doubt very much at that point that he even knew half the stuff that was going on.
Exactly. Well, and as you say, all this stuff, you know, when you start connecting the dots, and what's coming into clear focus here is Brennan, I mean, you know, like with Watergate, there was a central figure that, you know, all the matrixes, everything was going and, you know, they were just vectoring right through this one individual. And it appears right now that Brennan could be that guy.
Well, that's interesting. I mean, I just think there are quite a few central players, whether it was Eric Holder, or other people in the Obama White House. Again, Susan Rice is someone whose name keeps coming up. I don't know.
Nobody wants to say President Obama.
Yeah, by the way, I mean, let's face it, he was looped in on some of this, no question about it, and definitely putting his thumb on the scale any number of times in ways that were totally inappropriate. Anyway, you know, I kind of think the whole country would like to say, let's get this done. Let's get the, you know, polling shows. People want this Mueller investigation finished.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm totally there. I mean, how can we have one, presumably, and now two election cycles marred by these rumors and innuendos and incomplete investigations and stuff? I think it's just horrifying.
Well, I thought it was a good call by Rudy Giuliani to tell Mueller, we got till September 1st.
Yeah.
If you don't sit down, if we can't work out a deal and you sit down with the president by then, forget it, because it is going to have an impact on the midterms.
Yeah.
And that would be unconscionable.
Yeah, although, Bill, I really wonder if, let's suppose Mueller came out tomorrow after the Manafort trial is done, and he's got a conviction, presumably, or maybe not, with Mueller, Manafort, and he's got a few other things. But he says, we have not tied anything to the White House. We are ceasing our investigation because, you know, there are really no further leads to go, blah, blah, blah. If he were to do that, my guess is Democrats' opinion of Donald Trump does not change one whit.
Right.
I don't think they will be convinced. I think they will feel somehow that the administration got to Robert Mueller. Don't ask me how they will explain
With his band of 17 Democratic attorneys, yeah.
That's right.
You know, right?
They will be horrified. I was shocked. I read a story in the New York Times today. I don't think it was an opinion piece. I think it was just a reporting on the taking away of the security clearance from John Brennan, and the tone of it was how all these people have been unfairly attacked, McCabe and Strzok and all these people. And, you know, I read the New York Times every day, as I think I've mentioned to you, because
right.
you need to know what everyone is saying.
Sure.
But I just didn't realize that the narrative had kind of gone there, that these people now are viewed as victims as opposed to perpetrators. And, of course, I didn't really think the Times was going to say, oh, man, James Comey's a bad guy.
Right.
But to sort of portray Andrew McCabe and Peter Strzok as people who have been done in by the Trump administration, that's pretty shocking to me.
Yeah, really, when it's they themselves did themselves in.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you blame Donald Trump other than, you know, he happened to run for office?
Well, and by the way, there was an internal IG report that basically said they were not doing their job.
Exactly.
That's the point.
Yeah.
So,
well,
I don't know. You know, I think most of us are trying to kind of march ahead, do our jobs, try to figure out, you know, whether this really impacts our daily lives or not, and hopefully it does not.
Yeah, it is a bit of a sideshow. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, we've got some serious things to look at because people are making decisions in the midterm elections. We've got a lot of wind at our back with the economy, this administration, and less than 600 days, has done a stellar job. And the prospect of changing horses right now, it concerns me, especially when the media seems to be fluffing up the Democrats and saying they're still trying to, you know, find some sort of blue wave to happen.
Well, and look, the generic ballot is down to 4 points again.
Mm-hmm.
You and I have talked, I think, before, and I've read that Democrats really need about a 10-point.
Exactly. Well, Liz, we got to go.
Right,
we got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back.
Yep.
Liz Peek on Bill Martinez Live.
Pro Pure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter by Pro Pure removes and reduces up to 200 plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. Pro Pure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free. Money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too. Until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
You're my defender. You fight for me. I will remember.
My memory. Give the power of being known. And I will not.
truth no matter where it leads, right here with Bill Martinez live. Liz Peek, columnist for FoxNews.com and contributor to The Hill, is with us. Liz, you know, the mainstream media, if you hear them, it's like abandon all your senses. You and I have talked about this before. You know, what are you going to believe? Your lying eyes that sees your wallet filled with money, or the mainstream media that tells you that there is a blue wave of coming? You know, so what happens to the Democrats if this blue wave doesn't happen and Nancy Pelosi doesn't grab hold of the gavel again?
Well, that is a really hard, I don't know the answer to that question. I'm not sure that they're not going to take the House. The House is a complete toss-up, and I think what's pretty fascinating is every 5 minutes we have a new story. There's probably never been such a fast-changing news cycle as you have under the Trump White House because, let's face it, Donald Trump is engaging in one initiative after another, a lot of it very constructive, you know, going after lower drug prices or, you know, charging ahead with an opioid issue or revamping various kinds of various agencies to make them more streamlined. There are a million things that he's been up to, and a man has unbelievable energy.
Right.
But there are also an incredible number of stories like the Omarosa one, which come out of the blue and sort of sideswipe conversation for days, you know, sometimes, depending on how damaging the media thinks it is. So, you know, there is really a good chance, Bill, and you and I know this, that between now and November, the actual issue that will be on everyone's mind has not even yet surfaced. So what do you make of all that? Well, again, the generic battle has narrowed again to about 4 points. That is certainly not conclusive. The House, I think, is completely a toss-up. And I think the economy is going to get better and better. The current narrative, the big talking point on the stump for Democrats is that workers are not participating. I just don't think that's true. I've written a couple of pieces about how the average wage data doesn't, I think, represent what's really going on out there. For example, the fact that a record number, all-time record number of people are quitting their jobs, and that those numbers were very depressed for a long time, suggests that people are moving on to something better.
They're upgrading.
They're upgrading.
That's exactly
upgrading,
what's going on. You're right.
And they're getting better pay. So that doesn't really show up in the average wage data. And at the same time, I think there have been so many new people flooding into the marketplace, labor marketplace, that and a lot of them being people without high school degrees and people who are...
That's opening up. Yep,
and
exactly.
So forth. I think that's bringing the average wage down. But nonetheless, that's what they're talking about. The amazing thing to me and the really disappointing thing is that Republicans are so terrible about talking about the economy.
Yeah.
I've read somewhere, and I don't know if it's factually correct, but Democrats spend more time talking about the tax cuts than Republicans do. What's wrong with these people? They don't know how to connect the dots, honestly. And I think it's just lamentable. I think we need a better central messaging on the benefits that the tax cuts and that the deregulation measures of the Trump administration are delivering to workers.
Yeah.
That is a simple story, but the Republicans are failing miserable in telling it.
Yeah, and to your point, Liz, here is, you know, for a moment, I want people to imagine the what Democratic policies have been presented that that are going to give you some sense of confidence that the economy will continue to grow with their influence.
Yeah, absolutely none. Because, in fact, all the stuff they're doing is so wackadoodle. In fact, I am working right now on the piece that Elizabeth Warren came out with yesterday in the Wall Street Journal, calling for a federal charter now for big corporations rather than state charters so that the federal government can have more say in how big businesses operate. Now, you know, Bill, as I say in here, whenever someone promises to fix something with a new law, you should run for the hills because
exactly.
You know perfectly well there are unintended consequences, and there would be with this sort of thing, because one of the things she wants to do, for example, is have 40% of the board elected by employees. Well, when they did that in Germany, productivity went through the floor businesses all of a sudden became uncompetitive, and basically they tossed those measures out. Business is a Darwinian prospect, and the truth is the reason our companies are becoming competitive again is that the government has taken their hands off.
Exactly. Really, they've gotten out of the way.
Yeah, you know? Not the place to start or the time to start putting the hands back on. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think that is like the least offensive,
right,
you know, of the
major. Well, how does Elizabeth Warren have any place whatsoever? I mean, look what she did in championing the cause. I mean, she killed all the small banks across the country.
Yeah, no, that's completely true. Well, she would never admit it. But and you know, look, the trouble is they never own up to the mistakes. I mean, Obama never had any moment of reflection about the fact that he suppressed the economy for 8 years, which is really...
And now he's claiming credit for the economy.
Now he's claiming credit.
Doing better.
You know, you don't get more creative than that, right?
Yeah. But you know, this is the deal. As dysfunctional as the GOP is, there's something in their DNA code that doesn't allow them, you know, their messaging is so messed up. And this is where the Democrats, you know, far outpace them is in messaging.
Yeah.
It can be the biggest lie forever, but they're good at telling it, and they're lockstep, and the Republicans, meanwhile, they got a great story, and they just can't handle the win or the victory. They no way to put it. I mean, it's almost. I mean, I know some people are going to hate to hear it, but you're almost grateful that Donald Trump has a Twitter account. At least we're getting some positive information out there.
Well, and more importantly, that he goes out on the campaign trail and actually does these rallies. Because I got to tell you, I was watching the one up in Utica or whatever the other night on television, and what always is under, it never has been mentioned, never, I'll bet, ever has it been mentioned in liberal media that he's very funny, and he really is funny.
Yeah.
You know, these rallies are entertainment,
right,
for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it gets people excited about him and his ideas, and when you have a piece such as appeared in The Hill a couple of days ago, talking about how GOP party officials are worried, you know, is it a good time to have Trump out there? Guess what? He's the only thing going for the Republican Party
now. He's got throngs of people coming to see him, and you wonder or not,
right,
you know, you should let him out. It's like, you got to be kidding me.
And look at the primary results. I mean, Kobach, I get why he wanted Kobach. Kobach's someone who's going to deliver the Trump message. Mm-hmm. He may be divisive, but what's so stupid, it seems to me, what do we know? We know the midterms are all about turnout.
Right.
Are you going to get is John Kasich going to get people to really get excited and go vote? No.
Yeah. No.
He is not. Donald Trump has a chance of doing that. And we've seen, yes, the 12th district was a tight race. The GOP won it. Why? Yeah. Because Trump went out there and campaigned.
Exactly. You know, you mentioned Omarosa, and I saw a retweet of Joe Concha that you put out this morning, that, and a lot of people were not aware of this. I'm sure that, you know, this is not her first run on the radio, on the rodeo, I should say, in terms of being fired from the White House, right?
Amazing, right?
Yeah, amazing.
Fired three times from the Clinton White House?
Yeah.
I don't even know what she was doing in the Clinton White House. I don't think I want to know.
Yeah.
But
people are still trying to figure out what the heck she was doing in the Trump White House.
That is true. Maybe the book tells that. I mean, I'm not going to buy the book, but, you know, that would be an interesting thing to know.
Well, it is amazing. I mean, you talk about somebody who has gotten their 15 minutes of fame again and again and again. I mean, maybe she just has 9 lives. You know, she's part cat or something.
I don't know. It's really sad, though. But, I mean, the good news is she's kind of out of the way now that the Brennan story is much bigger.
Without a doubt. And then as long as we can keep, you know, Avenatti and Stormy Daniels quiet, too.
Avenatti and Stormy Daniels, you know, just on this theme of how quickly the news cycle changes, you know, it was over before it began.
There it is.
Right now at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale, take an extra 20% off. With an extra 20% off, new LC Lauren Conrad denim is $29.59. New Balance shoes are $55.99. And Sonoma Goods for Life bath towels are just $7.19. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Right now at Kohl's. Select styles. 20% offer valid August 16th through 19th with promo code FRIENDS. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's spokeswoman making the announcement yesterday.
I've decided to revoke the security clearance of John Brennan, former director of the Central Intelligence Agency.
Now the former CIA chief John Brennan claims that President Trump revoked his security clearance to try to silence anyone else who would criticize him.
I've seen this type of behavior and actions on the part of foreign tyrants and despots and autocrats for many, many years. I never, ever thought that I would see it here in the United States.
That's Brennan speaking on MSNBC in an op-ed piece in today's New York Times. Brennan describes Russia's campaign to interfere in the 2016 election and says that Trump's claims of no collusion are, in a word, hogwash. And this is USA Radio News.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline Denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on Cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure, you were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. Speaking of Michael W. Smith, we're going to be talking to him a little bit later on. You don't want to miss that interview and discussion. He is part of this new movie that's going to be coming out on August the 24th, Beautifully Broken. You heard us talk with Plum, and she is one of the songs. I mean, it's kind of interesting. They have three people singing the title song, Beautifully Broken. Plum is just one of them. And anyway, we're going to talk to Michael about the movie and, of course, his two latest albums as well. Hey, right now, Counterculture Mom Time. Yes, Tina Marie Griffin joins us. We've got so much to cover in so little time, as always, Tina Marie. But it's always an honor and a pleasure to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Yeah, always on the lookout to let parents know what's going on and to save some more lives here. So it'll be a jam-packed show for sure.
Well, right off the bat, a suicide game? What yes. Is this?
Well, I was camping again this last weekend. The crazier the world gets, the more I just want to hide out with no technology. So I was on a camping trip, but my phone dinged. I got some kind of signal in there. I don't know how that was. And a concerned parent said, this just broke. I just heard word about this new suicide game. Sure enough, in the last 3 days, the word is getting out there with a thing called Momo Challenge. And it's primarily available through the WhatsApp app that many kids are on. And I took the Blue Whale Challenge a year ago. Over 130 kids took their lives on that we know of. There's a lot of kids that committed suicide, but it wasn't linked to that because they didn't leave a note saying, I did this because of Blue Whale Challenge.
Right.
But this one is even more deadlier than that. A lot of kids are on there talking about what they've experienced. In fact, I was going to read a short little quote here by a teen boy who tried the Momo Challenge through the WhatsApp app. And he says, quote, I was met with some very violent images and text messages that I cannot show. The messages were scary. They said they knew personal things about me, which they couldn't possibly know. Mm-hmm. They want you to do small tasks like wake up at odd hours, overcome fear. Then it quickly escalates to jumping off a house and ending your life. You're supposed to document these things on video, and suicides have already been linked to this, and it just came out literally in less than a week.
Wow. Wow. This is incredible. You know, out and out attack on our kids like this in our culture. I mean, this is hard for us to imagine, but you know, we shouldn't be surprised, Tina. This has been ramping up, and you know, like you said, this is another go at what they did a year ago.
That's exactly it. And the thing is, so many people, it's from the picture is so freaky in itself, and it was taken from some Japanese art from an artist that has nothing to do with the actual challenge itself. But I blasted out this information through my Counterculture Mom app. So people tuning in, if you want more info about this, download my free app, Counterculture Mom, and you'll see the latest alert. It'll pop right up on your phone underneath alert, and you want to click on it, and I have some links if you want to go deeper into what this thing is. But it's different people can talk, it's sadistic, really. You know, these people that want to see kids kill themselves, they talk through this character through this app. And so it's more than one person. That's why they can reach so many kids at once. Parents
right.
just got to be alert and aware about what's going on.
Well, and, you know, when you click on it, clicked on your link here, they're showing that young kid that we heard about last year, the 15-year-old Kylan Clark, was hospitalized. Well, not last year, it was just the end of June. Second-degree burns. His friends thought, I guess, it would be cool to do a YouTube video of them, you know, participating in that hot water challenge. They scalded this kid.
They scalded him. Here's what's crazy. It's like, I even hate saying the name of this show, but when Jackass first came out, and I was speaking the last 15 years about this topic, this was going back a decade ago. When that show came out, I thought for sure, when I was a kid and I'd see stunts in the movies, you don't do the same thing at home with the car, go 150 and try to drive off a cliff and roll a couple times and you survive. For some odd reason today, kids are seeing stuff in that show years ago and jumping off roofs into pools and missing the pool and breaking their bones in their bodies, surviving but now paraplegic. And now you've got the hot water challenge where you see a YouTube video showing how to scald your friends. They don't show the devastating consequences. They don't show what can happen as a result. And these kids think, not a big deal. It's funny. It's hilarious. And no one's going to get hurt. And here this kid's got scars for life.
Exactly. I mean, this is on the heels for, you know, people chowing down those Tide Pods. I mean, what is going on with our youth? I mean, are they just so bored that, you know, let's figure out different ways to injure ourselves, take us to the edge of death, and, you know, what kind of devastation that must have on their parents, you know? Your son is dead as a result of swallowing a Tide Pod.
Yeah, and there's so many different things linked to this. You talking about this and bringing up these subjects today, I also saw a video in the last week. I forgot what mountain range they were on, but it was some kind of area where kids have jumped off bridges. Well, it's a 60-foot drop. This girl freaks out last minute, says, I don't want to go. And the girl's like, you know, just her friend, supposed friend, came up behind her and pushed her off.
Yeah, this is the one that pushed her. Yeah,
yes.
She's lucky she didn't die. Broke some ribs and,
that
you know,
is,
some.
I can't believe it. And this is. I don't know if kids just don't think because I'm going back when I was a teenager, I knew consequences of actions without my parents saying, if you drink and drive, you will die. I just knew, like I knew not to drink. I knew not to drive recklessly. It could kill people. But in today's day and age with everything that kids are bombarded with, because entertainment primarily is glorifying these scenes and not showing consequences, kids literally think that they can live like the people live in the movies. And,
Tina, is there conscience so seared by all this, you know, multimedia explosion that bombards their minds to where they think there's no consequence, whether it's swallowing a Tide Pod or the choking game or pushing people off bridges or, you know, scalding the hot water challenge, you know, all this stuff? I mean, they can't, you know, I don't know. I mean, there's such a crazy disconnect here.
There is such a crazy disconnect. And there's a couple things that pop into my mind is kids want to do what they think is cool and what gets millions of hits on YouTube, regardless of the lives at stake. And so if they want to do what their friends are doing or jump on board saying we tried it too, they do it without thinking about it and then realize the consequences after, because there's so many more things that glamorize these behaviors than shows what can happen if you actually do it. The other thing that, and I've been reading this for years, is the ADD, the issues with kids in class that can't sit for an hour and listen to the teacher instruct the class. Mm-hmm. And it primarily has to do with fast-moving images. They've been watching cartoons since they were two, playing these fast-paced video games where they literally feel like they have to move 150 miles an hour, and their brain can't settle and concentrate on one thing at a time. And so the girl on the bridge, when I saw the girl push her, I'm like, she wasn't thinking. But it was just a quick reaction. She wasn't thinking. Just go, get off the bridge, and let's do this. And they just don't think two steps ahead. They really don't. And that, once again, they're not taught how to think two steps ahead. We have to really guard, once again, what our kids are watching, engaging in, who their friends are, and really have some in-depth conversations with kids so they learn what the consequences are. I always have shown kids that if you do math, you're going to look like this. You're going to have no teeth left,
right,
and good luck getting a date. You know what? I've been sharing the consequences with kids for years because I'm trying to save lives that can think ahead of the game.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they've got to have a vision, a future cast of what life is going to be like. And if they abandon that and they just think about the now, then they're doing ridiculous things, as you say, you know, all in the name of clickbait and, you know, trying to, you know, one up somebody else through social media. I mean, this is absolutely reckless, you know, what is happening. And Tina, I just can't I can't help but have my heart be broken, you know, for the parents. And the siblings who are left behind, and you know, and you know, people are asking about their brother. You know, what happened to your brother? Well, you know, he swallowed a Tide Pod. You know, he's no more. I mean, how devastating!
How devastating! And over something so frivolous.
You know, this is pretty scary stuff. We've got more from Tina Marie Griffin, the counterculture mom. She's exposing it all to protect you. And we've got more coming up after this.
Your car's engine deals with pressures that can cause intense friction that can waste up to 10% of engine performance.
Power up with Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's three times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Buy five quarts of Castrol Edge and a Purolator Boss filter for $32.99 at Advance or participating CarQuest auto parts stores. Three times stronger based on Kurt Orban test. 5W30 is great.
This report is brought to you by Pillsbury. Preheat your ovens. The 49th Pillsbury Bake Off Contest is here. Home cooks across the nation are invited to submit an original recipe using Pillsbury refrigerated dough, along with the story or inspiration behind the recipe at bakeoff.com. Amy Nelson, the 48th Pillsbury Bake Off Contest grand prize winner.
If you are thinking about entering the Pillsbury Bake Off Contest, I say go for it. Just developing my entry last year was a rewarding experience because it gave me a chance to share special memories and make new ones with my friends and family in the kitchen.
Contestants can submit their original recipes in any of the following categories: cozy weekend breakfasts, appetizers for any party, winning weeknight dinners, and sweet and simple desserts. The grand prize winner will receive $50,000, a suite of GE kitchen appliances, a feature in Food Network magazine, and a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Entries will be accepted until September 12th at 11:59 a.m. Central.
Right now at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale, take an extra 20% off. With an extra 20% off, new LC Lauren Conrad denim is $29.59. New Balance shoes are $55.99. And Sonoma Goods for Life bath towels are just $7.19. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Right now at Kohl's. Select styles. 20% offer valid August 16th through 19th with promo code FRIENDS. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
I'm singing to the sky. Give me strength to raise my voice. Let me testify.
Just another good choice, huh? Let's choose joy. Why not 14 before the top of the hour? This portion of Bill Martinez Live brought to you by my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. If you find yourself among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care, you're not alone, I should say. And also, I've got a solution for you, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. They're a community of like-minded Christian people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and your hospital, like for real, not like Obamacare, okay? Starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, all the chillins. And all you got to do, give them a call, 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tina Marie Giffen, the counterculture mom, continues with us. Tina, real quick, lots of things to cover here, but remind everybody how they can be in the flow of the know, connect with you, get the timely updates, because as we're reporting here every week, this is nonstop. There's something new constantly coming at our kids, and in many cases, life-threatening, like what we talked about with this latest suicide game.
I completely agree, and I think that there's three top things you can do to stay connected and know what's going on. Number one, Counterculture Mom app. Download it for free on your smartphone. It has tons of features on there. There's an alert section where I notify you if there's something crazy going on from Hollywood. In fact, I blasted out about the Momo challenge this morning. There's another one coming out about Ariana Grande's music that's going to be released tomorrow. So I will have a blast coming through there. It's excellent to stay connected. I also have a speak up section in there as well, along with an inform us section. So if you see some trash out there in the country, notify me with under 10 seconds, send me a link through the app, and I will make sure I blast it out to the other parents. Mm-hmm. The other big thing to keep updated, and a lot of times I'll have parents saying, I don't even know where to start. Help me get started. Tell me what to do, is to get our media guide, a free media guide that walks you through how to do a pop culture purge in your home. by texting Media Guide, all one word, to the number 44222. You'll automatically, within a minute, get that four-page PDF in your inbox after you respond with your email address.
Mm-hmm.
Last but not least, our store, Bill. We have tons of info on our store at counterculturemom.com. You can also get these goods through our app. But the top two things I would suggest getting that I love telling parents about. First one is a book called Parent Chat by my friend Matt McKee. Mm-hmm. It's an excellent resource, and it talks about, is your kid ready for a smartphone? And if so, the flip phone might, or cell phone, I should say, flip phone might be better than getting a cell phone, a smartphone. And so I have information on my store, Parent Chat. You definitely want to get that book. And it's an excellent resource for walking through the conversations you have with your kids about the tech gadgets that are in your home. The other one is a great 3-hour DVD that you can download for $10 right now and watch it with your kids, called They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. It is such an eye-opener, Bill, when it comes to the music industry, entertainment industry, who these people are following and who to steer clear from. It's like a pop culture 101 class for families. I absolutely love that resource.
That's great. That's awesome. Well, Tina, I want to talk to you because about what happened with eighth grade. You and I, you know, you've reported on it. We've discussed it before. But what I understand last week is the people that screened the movie Eighth Grade decided, I guess it was last week, in spite of the R rating, they just said, hey, we're opening it up. It's going to be free. Forget about the R rating. Kids of all sizes are welcome, you know, to see this movie. And this is a, you know, one of those coming of age type genres that they talk about that captures the experience of middle school in true to life fashion, dealing with the issues of fitting in. And here we are, you know, with kids getting ready to go back to school. You know, I think probably some parents who have a child that, you know, has a challenge fitting in and being validated by their peers. You know, the idea of going back to school and going back to the front line of that kind of abuse and not having some sort of answer and sending your child in that kind of battlefield unequipped. I got to imagine those families, those kids, they're not looking forward to back to school.
I don't think so at all. In fact, I want to respond to that and also let listeners know I get a lot of messages from all different avenues in my inbox. This morning, a concerned mom from where I lived in Camdenton, Missouri, said, Tina, my kids just went back to school in the last week, and the stuff that's hitting the school playgrounds already in the first week back to school is by far the worst she's heard and seen firsthand since kids have gone back to school, with the stuff that happens outside of school grounds, like social media type stuff. With this movie in particular, I see a review here on Common Sense Media. One parent said, I took my 12-year-old daughter to go see the movie. 45 minutes in, the main character, Kayla, was researching oral sex on YouTube, and someone in the video was holding a sex toy. She goes, we immediately got up out of our chairs and left. So, left the theater. So it's important for people to know that this is something you probably do not want to have your kids watch. And, Bill, you were telling me they're mandating this, that they're allowing kids in schools to watch it. That I was not aware of.
Well, I didn't know about the school thing, but I know that they're opening it up. We're going to be talking with Tim Winter in a little bit. He's with the Parents Television Council. And so he's got some more, you know, to add to this. But this is, you know, this is what's happening to our kids. Again, you know, this is so important, and I'm so grateful. I mean, they announced that it's one free, that they were doing one free showing in 50 theaters, one in each state.
Wow.
And this happened last Wednesday on August the 8th. And they said the free screening means no ratings enforced, so parents can still expect, you know, all the F-bombs, swear words, all the other stuff. And, you know, that's just absolutely disgusting. And, you know, here's this mother with a sixth grade child going in and being exposed to this. I mean, hey, it's one thing to leave, you know, good for her to leave him, but what were you doing exposing your child to that to begin with?
That's
having the risk
exactly.
of that.
That's
no.
exactly it. I'm scrolling through these reviews, and I got 1 2-star, 1-1-1, 2-star, 2-star, don't take it, take your kids, completely inappropriate. So
yeah.
It's so important to do the reviews ahead of time. Plugged In Online is another great source. And
exactly.
Once again, I have five of these movie reviews, links and sources, the movie guide, all of it through my parent media guide. We're getting that free guide because people need to know where to go to get the truth, not go to the major media outlets that rave about these movies, and then your kids are stuck with having the nightmares after.
Well, and here, you know, also there's a report from Netflix that they're on the hook to answer, you know, their continuing distribution of child pornography, you know, which, you know, I thought child pornography was illegal, but I guess if you do it on Netflix, somehow it's okay. And isn't Netflix, I mean, isn't that where the Obamas are, you know, somehow, you know, heading and connected and leadership there? You know, so what are they going to say about this? But this is child pornography that they found in the controversial film Desire that shows a young girl engaged in an explicit act. I mean, you know, the thing is, and you and I have discussed this to no end, and I guess we will continue to discuss this to no end until there is an end of this stuff, is that when we, you know, out of the convenience and the technology of putting these powerful devices, these handheld devices called cell phones, into the hands of our kids, we're opening them up to a world that we never quite could imagine. And what some of these irresponsible adults are doing to our children is absolutely disgusting. And, you know, as Kirk Cameron found out, and as he presented in his movie Connect, you know, we have to be on guard. You've got to be vigilant. And Tina, as you know, I mean, here as the counterculture mom, you're constantly, you know, checking this out and you know, paying it forward and letting people know of what you're discovering here to keep parents on guard. But it's so pervasive. I can imagine that some parents just say, Bill, this is impossible. How can I do this?
I'm telling you, it's just like when a kid is hopefully ready to drive a car at 16, they take a driver's ed course. They have to pass a test. They've got to learn the trust, and they have to be in the passenger seat as the adult is showing or teacher is instructing them on what is safe and how to use the vehicle properly and not kill somebody else. It's just like that with a phone. If the parent does not have the time to be educated up on all the apps and everything that's attacking their kids on a daily basis, then a flip phone is the way to go by far. I can't stress that enough. My kids, there's no way they're going to have any kind of smartphone in their hands anytime soon. Just not because I don't trust them. There's so many things to watch out for that I would rather have them be safe and sorry and just use the phone for what it's for. And that's
exactly
that they come pick me up from soccer.
Hey, real quick here, Tina, only again, we find ourselves so much more to talk about.
I know.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, he was in the news. He said that our national anthem smacks of a slave song, slavery songs, and songs of slavery. I don't get that. And then this is on the heels of what you're reporting that, you know, the Pledge of Allegiance. This one school eliminated the Pledge of Allegiance, but of course, because of the backlash, and this is what we're saying, is that your activism can matter. You need to protect things for your children's interest. And in this particular case, the families responded, and the school said, we didn't mean to eliminate the Pledge of Allegiance.
That's exactly it. You know what? Our voice does matter. Kareem, if you're listening or anyone knows Kareem, let him know he can pick a different country to live in. This is America. This is what we're founded on, and we have to fight for our rights to give our kids the freedoms that men died for and women died for. So
well, it makes me sad for him to think that our national anthem smacks of songs of slavery. I mean, look, everybody's got a right to their own opinion and perspective, but especially him, the level of education, the experience that he's had in this country, And for him to look at something as iconic as our national anthem and have that perception, it makes me sad.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Healthcare.